This is Dakota Datebook for November 21st. In 1891, the Thanksgiving menu of the Headquarters Hotel in Fargo took up 2 pages and included such dishes as Blue Point oysters, frog legs, sweetbreads, and wild game like venison, quail, and duck. In 1901, the Northwest Hotel in Bismarck, among its many items, offered such interesting fare as green sea turtle, caviar on toast, black cub bear with currant jelly, and a possum, Southern style. In November of 1902, the owner of the Hunter Herald newspaper offered a $5 reward after a thief stole the fat Thanksgiving turkey from his coop. It was the second turkey stolen from him in 2 weeks. Storms aren't uncommon on Thanksgiving in North Dakota. In 1896, 2 men were caught in a bad snowstorm as they traveled from Monango to the Maricourt area. They found shelter in an abandoned shack where they stayed for 3 days. They found chickens at a barn nearby and roasted the meat over a fire on the floor of the shack. In 1928, the town of Buffalo went without electricity from Thanksgiving until almost Christmas after a days-long storm of freezing rain collapsed telephone and power lines. People burned coal and wood for warmth. In 1935, the Partial Congregational Church held a special Thanksgiving service after paying off the debt on its parsonage. The service included a worship with the refrain, "We burn the mortgage." Thanksgiving in many communities in North Dakota coincided with happy events like weddings and church openings. In 1885, a Medora area couple had a lot to be thankful for with the birth of a baby boy who weighed a whopping 13 and a half pounds. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Jack Dura. I'm Merle Pipcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.